We go all access early with Aditi Kinkabwala because we'll have Pirates Reds reaction later on this afternoon. So she was very kind to move things up, even though she just had surgery. That's why she's not on the video stream. So hopefully everything went swimmingly with that. Aditi, good to talk to you on this Wednesday. How are you?
I'm great. I have the greatest dentist. Dr. Kevin did a great job. So, although I didn't really like all the rules that he gave me after you have dental surgery.
Aditi, we have the same dentist, Dr. Kevin, and he is terrific.
He fixed up
old Mulsey's teeth big time. I was a mess of cavities, and now I've got beautiful, beautiful teeth.
And this isn't even an ad. I should talk to him about that.
Oh, no, you guys could do a duet ad, together. You and Mulsey could do a duet ad.
I mean, I've been doing ads for them for a while. Perhaps we could perform a duet and talk about the services at Dr. Kevin's practice. Now we're going somewhere, Aditi.
Seriously, this is where we need to put our heads together. I was just talking to Dr. Kevin about whitening my teeth, and maybe we could do an ad with our shiny smiles.
I've always thought about that. I've thought about two things lately. Should I go on Ozempic, and should I have my teeth whitened?
No, hold on, Aditi. He's thought about three things. Those two he just said. The key word in the back now with us is nitrates.
I'm afraid of them.
Pony is terrified of nitrates. He's putting on a hot dog eating contest next week,
mind
you. Yes,
we are, July 3rd.
But the man himself,
hot dog eating contest.
He is terrified of nitrates now. He is thinking about them 24/7.
Are you participating? Are you going to be eating the hot dogs or no?
No, I'm not even officiating. I'm just presiding. I'm the MC of it. It's just for the producers. It's July 3rd. Winner gets a $500 cash prize. 10-minute... time limit. Eat as many hot dogs as you can.
Sorry. I still do not understand how this ever became a competition and a thing because, that's all
the
I
way
can
that,
say.
Listen, I like...
Wait, make that noise again.
Are you recording it and then
Yeah, so we wanted a cleaner version of that so we could play it as a drop.
You could play it every time I give an opinion Pony doesn't like. Yes. He'll just play that drop. No, I agree with you, Aditi.
Thank you.
That's what I say.
Aditi, can I give you an off-the-beaten-path June topic? This was brought to my attention.
I feel like this is what you always do.
This comes from one of our listeners who passed this along to us. You were in the Steelers locker room a lot. Do you remember a long snapper named Cameron Canaday?
Yes, I do,
so
actually.
He was on a podcast, because everyone has a podcast now, and he was asked about those teams that had great offensive fireworks but never won. And he said, well, I was there for that, and everyone knows about the frayed relationship between Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. And he said the reason why those two guys ended up butting heads was because Antonio Brown had a, quote, Michael Jordan mindset. He wanted to practice like crazy at all times. He wanted to practice every day and get better every day. And that was just not Ben's thing. Ben wanted the rest. Ben was older. Ben did not want to practice every day and get better and practice every day. And that irked Antonio Brown. This is coming from the long snapper of those teams. Do you think there's a kernel of truth in that?
I do, and I only say that because I remember actually having the conversation with Antonio Brown about, you know, as much as he changed in his time in Pittsburgh, it's really important to remember how hard he worked. And he would be there every day after practice on the jugs machine. He was the guy that took down notes on every single thing Todd Haley did, had a notebook for every single year that he was in the NFL, would go back and study that notebook and highlight and take additional notes at night. I mean, I remember Todd Haley telling me that Antonio would recite something back to him that he'd said 2 years ago. And the only way he'd remember that is because he was studying those notebooks. He was very diligent. And I remember later on in later years, as Antonio was getting a little more frustrated by a variety of things, not the least of which was that Mike Tomlin had said to him, you're done with all the individual stuff right now. The only thing that you should be hunting is Lombardi trophies. And for a time, Antonio kept a jersey of one of the famed wide receivers. I can't remember stalwart Swan, who it was, hanging up in the locker next to his. And it was autographed, and underneath the autograph were the four Super Bowls. And I remember Antonio telling me, that's what I want now. And so as things were getting kind of, it's hard, you know, fracturing, as there was a little bit of a fissure with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, I do very clearly recall having a conversation with Antonio Brown where he was expressing frustration that the quarterback wasn't putting in the same amount of work or time or hours in his view, in his perception, as perhaps other players were, himself included. And I remember this so clearly, guys, because I remember having to say to him, it's not, the rules aren't the same for everyone. This is just the way the world works. And you may not like this. You may think that everybody should show up at the same time and leave at the same time, and everybody should put the same amount of time in the film room and post practice and all of that. But in this organization, that's just not how it is. Now, in some there are, you know, in New England, that's what it was like. That's how Bill Belichick ran things. But that's never been how Mike Tomlin runs things. And I've said this a lot, so I don't know that this is that surprising, but there are certain things in life we just need to accept. Whether they're fair or not, we need to just accept that's the way it is. And for Antonio, I think he really, really struggled to accept that the star quarterback who had already won two Super Bowls and had so many years of experience on him could sort of do things the way that he wanted to do, or didn't have to do things the way the wide receiver wanted him to do them.
I mean, do you think that's almost then not to, I'm not even saying this that I would blame Roethlisberger, but we know for his position how naturally gifted he was at playing it. Way more naturally gifted, let's say, than Brady as far as mobility and size and everything else. Do you think that that was just something that naturally was always going to be a problem? If you know you don't have to do something, maybe you're not going to be compelled to do it because, hey, what if I twist my ankle training so hard and then I'm not the Big Ben that I'm used to being? Like, I'm not necessarily excusing it, but I can see where it comes from for him.
I hear what you're saying, and I don't want to speculate on what his mindset was. I've never known Ben Roethlisberger to be a guy who's afraid of, I'm afraid of getting hurt. But there is truth to this idea that if you have immediate success without working insanely hard or without feeling like you have to outwork everyone else for your spot, then what drives you to outwork everyone else? You're talking about a first-round pick versus a sixth-round pick in Roethlisberger versus Brady. You're talking about a guy who came in, who was basically number two and then very quickly anointed, as opposed to Brady, who was originally fifth on the depth chart. So, you know, it's like Michael Jordan not making the varsity in high school. How much did that make him the player that he is?
Yeah, he called out the old man in his Hall of Fame speech.
I know.
The worst part was, I think, when you have to work
for something. I mean, we talk about this in my business. My producer and I talk about this as people who are on television. Someone who just kind of immediately fell into a great spot versus someone who's had to claw from the bottom. Is there a different work ethic Is there a different work ethic there? Is there a different approach to how you do things? And I mean, there are a lot of reasons. There are many reasons that team that had arguably the best wide receiver in the game, a future Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best running backs, one of the top offensive lines, and defense littered with first round picks, that unit has only one trip to show to the AFC title game. Yes, you would expect that a group that was like that would have produced more. There are many reasons for that, and there are plenty of reasons why the Antonio Brown-Ben Roethlisberger relationship, which should have, in my humble opinion, gone down as one of the three greatest quarterback-wide receiver duos ever, ultimately fractured. But I can validate that what Kennedy is saying follows along with a lot of conversations I myself had.
Aditi, you're the best. Hope your mouth heals, and we'll talk again on the video stream next week. You're the best.
Thanks. That was a lot of talking for an implant, right?
Yes.
I put a dental implant in there, and see, it's how great Dr. Kevin is. Malzi, we got to get on the phone with Dr.
Perfect.
Kevin and see.
I'll have our people call their people and then call your people.
See you, Aditi.
I have no people. Bye.
Text